You know what, Lindsay?
Want
While
me?
you were asleep listening to fireworks, don't get off the sheet now. Get off of that.
No, do you want me to
I'm
ask?
kicking. No, I'm kicking you off now. Get
No.
off. You need to close. Shut it down, Lindsay.
I'm off.
You already read all my flipping answers. That's what I was doing. I was up till 1:30 doing my answers.
Oh.
1:30, and then you just pop in, take a sneak peek.
Well, you shared it with
This
me and
isn't
it's.
the goddamn flavor I wanted, you fucking twats. I don't want peach mango green tea. I can't drink that. God dang it. I'm gonna have to get another Mountain Dew for this. Fuck.
There's a peach Mountain Dew.
No, it's a Celsius.
Oh.
It's not the one I wanted. I wanted blue raspberry lemonade. Two disappointing things today
Well,
already.
I know. Well, I had a funny anecdote to tell you.
About you reading my entire
No.
2023 list before I do it on
What?
air.
Did you put it on there if you
You're
didn't
not
share
supposed to
it
read
with
it.
me? Well, what were you gonna do if I put mine on there before we recorded? You would have
Scroll
read them
down.
too.
No, I would scroll down to page
No.
four or three
No.
where I started.
No.
I would have.
No.
That's why I put you on there first.
Well, I don't know why you did that.
But now you're getting your own page next year. You will not be trusted with my list ever again. You broke the trust. You broke the trust, Lindsay. You broke the trust. I could be trusted. I would have scrolled down to where mine started, page three, and been fine.
I would never even known yours had started if I didn't look.
Scroll all the way down. You're just like, oh, this seems to be four pages.
Was
Let me
like,
just
huh, why is this
go. I
document
mean, it
four
seems to
pages?
end exactly where the email said it would, but let me just keep going.
What email?
The email that listed out the categories for you.
Oh, well, yeah, but then why'd you add yours at the bottom
It's
and then
called
share
one
it with
doc. Why am
me?
I creating three fucking or two docs for us? Now I know why, because you can't be trusted with information.
You would have done the same thing.
No, I wouldn't have because
Yes.
I have control over myself with surprises.
It was a surprise. That's why I asked you.
That's why they're separated. Otherwise, I would just been like, Lindsay put a pick here, Justin put a pick here, Lindsay put a pick here, Dustin put a pick here, and I would have done it that way, which would have made more an economical sense of my time. Just so everyone knows, there's a shared document, since you're probably confused on what this maniac is yelling about. There was a shared document for our 2023 wrap, which is what you're listening to. And I put Lindsay's first. She was supposed to fill out hers. She did not. She did not, everyone. She made her own document and filled that one out. Okay? So I did all this work so she could just plug and play and done. And then I put mine after hers. Okay? So they were divided. So you couldn't just like pop on and see mine right away. Okay? Lindsay exercised no self-restraint and read my whole list. This is about to be a shit fuck podcast because there's not going to be any surprises on my end. She's going to be like, yeah, I knew you'd say that. Yeah, I knew you'd say that. Especially the one that's supposed to surprise people, all the good ones. Like, she read my whole list, everyone. She knows everything. No!
I figured you wanted me
No! I
to.
wouldn't put Lindsay fucking read this. Why would I want you to read it before we talk about it?
I feel
When have
like
I
you should
ever done
say,
that in
Lindsay,
206
don't read this.
episodes? When have I ever been like, Lindsay, please fucking read this beforehand?
I was not admonished beforehand.
Listen, your lack of restraint is not an excuse, okay? I should not have to give extra directions. Let's anime. Anime, everyone. It's 2024. Happy New Year. I had a much more cheerful opening. I'm your host, Dustin. I'm joined by Lindsay. Lindsay the betrayer. She's betrayed this podcast. She's betrayed me. My blood runs cold, everyone. My blood runs cold. Let's just dive right into this, Lindsay. All right. So here's what we're going to do, everyone. All right. Lindsay, the queen of surprises, will surprise all of us with her list. And you guys will, after listening to this, she just kind of, I don't know, gives dead air to all my responses because she knows them all. So we're going to do our number five best and worst. We'll probably go worst first. No, we're going to, fuck it, we're doing best first. I'm going to leave a sour taste in your mouth. My mouth has a sour taste.
Are you going to be angry our the number whole five best episode? And our number five
worst. Lindsay, you picked this path. You don't get to complain about it.
Have a Mountain Dew.
Oh, I am. It's not helping you at all. It's helping me. All right, Lindsay, what do you got for your number five? Number five, best. Lindsay, number five, best. Go. You got to go.
No, you're so angry.
You got to go.
It's the best?
Yeah, it's the best. Number five.
And Dead End Luck.
Why did you pick that?
Because I liked it. The fifth best.
That's it? That's the only thing you're going to get? You have to fill all the dead air, Lindsay.
No, you're being mean.
You were mean to me.
I was not.
You read my whole list. I'm never sharing my list with you again.
I just scrolled down and said, oh, what's this? Oh, this is
you are a listicle. You cannot be trusted with lists. You love lists too much, apparently. Too much. Anyone else loves listicles, Lindsay? Our audience, I hope, because they're here for our listicles. You're going to have to give them more than I liked it.
Then you got to be nicer.
I will try, but we're only on the first one, so you're going to have to give some time.
You're soured. okay, it was super, super funny and had great action, and I like the two characters, and I'm liking everybody else, and I'm interested in the story, and I like all the rules and how they affect the world.
And you like his dick.
Oh, yeah, love his dick.
That's the title of this episode.
He's very confident.
No. You said I love his dick. That's what you said. Well, my number five will come as a surprise to our audience and only our audience.
Well, I don't really, you had a lot I wasn't familiar with, so I don't know.
Handyman Satoi in Another World.
That was a surprise.
Yeah, the first time you read it. You don't need to be surprised now, okay?
I was like, I don't even remember him talking about this show.
I talked about it like three times. What are you talking about?
I don't remember.
This is the one where the handyman dies and goes to Japan. He starts exploring dungeons. The world is a little more realistic with its exploring. He's not given any powers. He can't use magic. He's just a normal dude doing handyman stuff. But he builds them little, you know, pieces of equipment and helps him out. He's got a good heart. There's a budding love story between him and the warrior chick. It had a lot of comedy, especially from the wizard who couldn't remember anything. And then when he had his dick fall off and the dog ate it, and then the dog became super powered because of his magical dick. And then the sad backstory of why he lost his memories. And it's one that, like, when I was going back through and I looked at everything from 2023, I just kind of kept going back to this one because it was so different of an isekai, and that it just really, I mean, it had these soft comedic moments, but it just, everything also had a deeper, like, heart, like, to it. Even the demon dog had a tragic backstory. And they just ultimately sought to help the demon dog, you know, like, be free of the demon king that was controlling it and everything. So, yeah, I mean, it caught me off guard. There was a lot of second season shows that I think could just filled this whole list, and I didn't really want to do that, you know? So I really just really like this show. It was between this and one of my runners up that I'll go over when we get to the runners up at the very end. So, but I ultimately gave it to Handyman. It's a toy in another world. And now worst five, number five, Lindsay, back to you.
Shy,
really?
I know. Well, I counted up all the things.
I feel like you watched way worse things than that. Well, oh, you do it by your review scores.
I do. I counted up all my twos. And it, okay. I gave it a two. That was the fifth one I gave a two to. Oh, you know what? I didn't put these in order.
You put it in order. Oh, crap. Shoot. Is this your fifth word? I mean, is there something different? Well, too late now. This is your number five. You better figure other ones out.
It's fine. Well, it's the fifth worst, I guess. Huh, I'm going to, all right. It's...
See previous episode. That's all she has to say. All right, I had so many jokes. All right, everyone. So many jokes.
I didn't even like the protagonist. Anyway,
Rocketeer.
Yes, I'm not really rooting for her. I'm not really interested in any of the characters except for the Broken Umbrella Boy.
Isn't he a bad guy?
Yeah.
Sounds about right with you.
Yeah, well, I wanted to tell you my funny story, but you wanted to rage instead.
What's your funny story? Go ahead. This is the perfect moment. Maybe it'll calm me down.
Did you finish Psalm 100?
No.
Oh, crap. Well, my funny story is worthless now.
Okay. Well, because I only had to watch 33 episodes to complete my assignment for yesterday. So I just really didn't have time for 35.
I watched them today.
Yeah, today I needed a break. I needed something to cleanse the palate, okay? After this, I'm not watching shit for like 4 days. I'm going to just play Call of Duty and shoot people. I'm going to name everyone Listicle. Listicle, 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 Listicle. I'm just going to shoot to kill. And now I'm going to call your family and rat you out. Be like, hey, she's trying to pull a Home Alone. I didn't get it either, but
I already told my mom.
Yeah, you were trying to pull a Home Alone?
Uh-huh, yeah, she laughed.
She's just like, I'm going to make you take care of this goddamn turtle. So.
No, he's sleeping. It's winter.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, go sit on him. Pour some water on him. He's fucking thirsty. We haven't given him water in the winter for like a fucking 50 years. He's out there dying. Just...
Well, Mom called while I was finishing up Psalm 100 and I was sobbing. Because something happened to the bad guy.
Oh my God. Well, spoiler. It's a lot, Lindsay. We're doing that now, too.
What? Just I didn't say what happened.
Queen of spoil. You just said something bad happened to him. Yes. I'm pretty sure it's either death or injury.
It's just like you're crying over a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We'll finish Attack on Titan one day, guys, and then she'll probably cry over that, too. So nothing else about Shy? Okay. My number five is Ninjin Fusion Adventurers Who Don't Believe in Humanity Will Save the World. It was shitty. I only put things that I finished because otherwise this list would be huge of things that I didn't get past the first episodes of. But it was shitty. Characters sucked. I hated all of it. I hated that they had idols in the stupid fantasy world. I hated the fucking disgraced priest and the other disgraced priest and the kitty stuff and then the weird stupid weapons that talk or whatever and the everything. I hated everything. The art was bad. It was bad. It was a bad show. It deserves to be on this list. And there's emotions running high in my house. So I'm deal with that. Anyway. Number four. Best of number four. Lindsay, I hope these are in order. Are these in your order? Did
yes.
you mess these up?
No. Stop being mean.
I had to check. That's my job. You're just interpreting it how you want to now.
Ron Komonohashi is forbidden to exit.
Boo. Boo.
I don't care. It got a 10.
Boo. You know, I got to add something to my something here.
I like the mysteries. I love Ron. Toto's funny. It made me laugh. And yeah, I just enjoyed it.
Slash see more of last episode as well.
Yes.
All right. Let's pause for 1 second. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, my. What are we on? The best of?
Yes, fourth best.
Oh, that's right. You said Ron. I just assumed you were on the worst because of that. My number four is Tengoku Daimako or Heavenly Delusion. This is the really crazy one. In the future, the world's gone to shit. There's this guy and this girl traveling together. The girl turns out to be a guy's brain and a girl in his sister's body. Fighting monsters. It was just, I really liked it. It was nuts. The story's crazy and weird. I really hope they do more. I liked the comedic moments. I liked the crazy sci-fi elements. And just the character banter between the two of them where this guy kind of doesn't care that there's a man's head in that body. He's just like, what you are, I like. And I thought that was kind of cool. And I liked it. And great animation, great art in general. Yeah, so that's my number four. And now, in probably no particular order, Lindsay, what's your fourth?
No, I reordered it.
Okay. What's your fourth worst?
I'm giving a disgraced noble lady I rescued a crash course in naughtiness because there was absolutely nothing naughty about this show. Very disappointing.
Seems like everything came from fall 2023 from your list so far, I want to say.
Well, what's going on here? That's most of what I've watched.
That's where she did all of her heavy watching, everyone.
But I did go through. I did it by numbers.
God, so analytical.
All right, yeah, well, it was dumb and disappointing and way too cutesy, and I hated it.
Way too cutesy.
Yeah.
All right, my fourth worst is Summoned to Another World for a Second Time. This is the guy gets summoned to another world for a second time, and he just kind of goes through the things that we didn't see him already do. And I was supposed to care about that. And everyone's just like, this guy's so great. And then he fights a kid that was in love with him. And then he just makes him not bad anymore. And then he's just like, come travel with us. And he's like, no, I got to go travel on my own to fix things that I broke or something. And it sucked. It all sucked. This is real bad. It's really, really hard to watch, you know, just real bad.
I don't remember you talking about this one much either.
I did, like twice. There was like the old love interest and the new one, and it was stupid. There was like a sea dragon that he rode around, and it was dumb. There's a lot of dumb shit in it.
Okay.
All right, Lindsay. Number three, best of 2023.
You're just gonna hate my whole list. Dangers in My Heart.
I had a feeling it ended up on your list.
Of course it did. I loved it. Gave it a 10. This was the one where there's the moody goth boy who's obsessed with death and wants to murder the most popular girl in school, but ends up getting a crush on her. And she's nothing like he thought she would be. She's very kind and
stupid. She's also stupid.
She's a little bit of an airhead, but extremely lovable.
And she's lovable airhead.
Yes. And she's a giant.
Giant lovable airhead.
Yes. Yes. It's really cute. Everything is narrated from his point of view, and I found it very enjoyable. And I cannot wait for season 2 that starts winter 24.
Ugh.
Yep, so buckle up.
It'll be disappointing like they always are.
No.
It will be. Well, my number 3... Think about it, Lindsay. What love story that we've seen that had a second season has been good and made a list?
Love story?
Yeah.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
It's not a love story.
I don't know.
That hasn't even made any of your list yet.
I know.
So. Well, my number 3 is Tomo-chan is a girl.
Wait, that was the season 2?
No, that was season 1. No, I was just asking that. You were disagreeing. You were going, Dustin's being mean to me about this show that I love.
Oh, yeah, reminding you. Being mean to me.
No, I was just simply reminding you that all the season 2s of every love story one that we've watched has always sucked because they've already, you know, it just starts to be kind of boring because you're just like, yeah, I already saw all this in the first season. So
I don't like it when your anger is directed at me. Is this how you're coming?
I wonder how we could fix that, Lindsay. Anyway, Tomo-chan is a girl, not a second season, first season. Wonderful show about Tomo-chan, a very athletic tomboy that wants to be viewed as a woman by her childhood best friend. And he does everything in his power not to do that. And he has his reasons. And it's just fantastic. I knew it was going to be on my list from the minute I finished it. So I've just been waiting all year to put it on there. And that's why it's number 3. Number 3, worst of 2003. Lindsay, what do you got?
Liar, liar.
Not surprised. That's the first one that's been fitting.
Yeah, this one was, yeah, he had to lie about only being 1 star and telling everyone he was 7 stars and was supposed to be all smart and act all arrogant. Had a maid person take care of him and a redheaded girl. And the whole, the 100 million faces. Million faces? 100,000 faces. I don't remember. The
million girl with faces, multiple faces. Million faces.
Yes. And it just was way overthinking itself. And yeah, he didn't even really want to root for him. Anyways, he like really wasn't even likable, even when he was being himself.
But did he find his childhood sweetheart?
No, he didn't. There might be a second season.
I'm sure it'll be great. It's like the second season of I'm a Giant Airhead.
No!
So, yeah. All right, fair enough. Well, my number 3 is the Ice Blade Sorcerer Shall Rule the World. This is the dumb one where the guy becomes the Ice Blade Sorcerer. He has no emotions as a child, and then he's fighting in a war, and then he has to go to school, but he doesn't have any aptitude for magic, but he does, but he doesn't. And then it like goes in the backstories to all these women for like the entire second half of the season, and you're just kind of like, why is this guy even in this story? And then it just ends. And it's like, see for season two. And I was like, no, you won't. Because even if you get a season two, I won't see it. Because this sucked a lot. And it's like, mentor mommy was in a wheelchair for some reason. It is real bad. So, I mean, the only part that was good was him. I think it was this one. Yeah, it is this one where he was working out with the other guy and they kept making a lot of like grunting sounds and there's a lot of homosexual innuendos. That was the only funny thing about it, but not enough to like, the rest was still so painful to watch. So that brings us to number two, Lindsay. Number two of the best of. What could I possibly have scored another 10 on Lindsay's list? Because we know we're in the 10s now. So.
Oh, yeah. No, everything's been 10s. Actually, all my honorable mentions are 10s.
Jesus Christ.
I had to make cuts.
She's so quick to just hand out 2s and 10s. That's it. You're like, find a 7 on her list. Find one. You can't.
There's 7s.
How many?
I didn't count them, but the 100 Girlfriends got a 7.
Okay, one. We know of one, and that's criminally low for that show. Anyway, what's... All 10s? Like, Jesus Christ. All right, we're going to back to the scales don't mean anything, so that she has no list for next year. She just, has to go with her heart. Her heart and her gut. She'll make secret ratings. I'll be like...
I will. I'll probably still do it on score, so I just won't tell you.
Anyway, what's your number two?
My new boss is Goofy.
That should not be a 2 on here. That's insane. That's insane. It's about two men not banging. Like,
it was adorable, sweet, and funny, and I loved it. I watched it on Saturday mornings.
No dick, no 10. I'm sorry. You're going to give us way more on why this show deserved you're giving it number two? Number two. All the things. Did you forget Demon Slayer came out? Remember that? That show?
The Wood Snakes.
I mean, I would put Undead Unluck before this show.
You didn't watch this show.
I watched a couple episodes, okay?
You didn't watch all of it.
Don't make me add it to my worst of.
He had to move out of his apartment. The taxi driver took his pants.
Did you see his dick?
No.
No 10. There's dick I've seen blurred out.
I never really see anyone's.
I know the shape and proportions of undeads.
It is a pretty big scribble cloth.
Yeah. I know. I can tell when the wind is blowing with that thing. Okay? It's like a fucking windsock. Anyway.
And I had a cat.
Yeah, that's... There it is, everyone. That's the real reason. I had a cat.
Yeah.
Well, my number two...
Something new, and I'm going for green flags.
What?
Yeah.
You just got done saying you cried over a bad guy, so I don't know. Yeah, I did. I don't know if that's working. I don't know. I don't know if you're fully on board with your own plan, is what I'm saying, Lindsay. I think
new year, new me.
This is the old year. Old Lindsay right now, not new Lindsay. God.
Okay. Right. Go, Rumpelstiltskins.
That doesn't even make any sense. Grumpelstiltskin would have worked. Grumple.
Anyway,
my number two is Oshinokoi. It damn near almost made number one, but I had to give it two, which made me a little sad now that I think about it. This is the one where the doctor and the patient, and there was like a movie for the first episode, and they got reincarnated as the twin children of their favorite idol. And then that idol gets murdered, and that gutted me, and it hurt. And then they become teenagers, and he's trying to solve his mom's murder. She's trying to become an idol like her mom. And it was just fantastic. Every episode's cliffhanger left me enraged, violently punching the wind, wanting more. minute the music hit, I was just like, fuck, don't do this to me. Don't leave me here. So loved it. I loved every second of it. I'll probably regret giving it two now that I think about it. But oh well, I already did it. So that's my number two. Lindsay, what is your worst number two of 2023?
Ningen Fushin Adventurers Who Don't Believe in Humanity Will Save the World.
Wow, what did you give that, like a one or something? How that?
No, it also got a two. I know, I didn't give out any ones.
You didn't give out any ones?
No. But
I don't know what I gave out, so. Some of these could have gotten a five. I don't even know. I didn't care. At the end of the day, I was just like, this one hurt. This one hurt. This one hurt. And that one hurt, too. And that one hurt. Anyway.
Next year, I'm going to create a living list that I'm going to update throughout the year.
All right. As long as everyone can visit it.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Interesting. Anyway, why did you put Adventures Who Don't Believe in Humanity?
Honestly, till you talked about it, I had completely forgotten what the hell this one was.
Why was it on your list?
Because I gave it a two.
You were just like, it's there. Obviously, I hated it, I guess. It was
not memorable. Mm. But yeah, now that you talked about it, I do remember being pretty disappointed. And it felt all over the place.
Yeah.
Didn't really know, because I remember it seemed real promising. I was like, oh, hey, this is kind of cool. Everyone's been betrayed and they hate people. But it was, I don't know, no good. Disappointing. Poorly executed.
Well, we're the worst of number two, right? I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Second.
My number two for worst of 2023 is Classroom of Heroes, which is really just a classroom with a hero in it and him just being OP as fuck and collecting women and not knowing that he was. And then there was no end game for this because they'd already defeated the Demon King. And then newsflash, he's a girl now and he's enrolled in the school and he's in the harem. So it's just, there was no risk to this story. Even when they tried to introduce some, it was just like, well, that doesn't matter. You're just going to bullshit your way out of it. And then they do over and over and over. And it sucked. It was boring. The king was the best part because he was just a dipshit idiot who was just doing dumb. He was just stealing bird eggs and doing all sorts of other shit. So hooking them into the Matrix by just stabbing a spike into their brains. And like, everyone's just like, no, we're fine with this. Doesn't hurt at all. I'm not bleeding. Nothing. So terrible show. Terrible acting. Terrible characters. The only character that was okay was the prim and proper chick when she started eating and getting fat. And then she kept just burning off the fat by giving in to the demon sword. And then even the demon sword was like, you need to calm down. I can't do this all the time. She was like, you need to burn those calories. But the rest of it was just was awful trash. Just horrible, awful trash. So that brings us to number one, best of 2023. Lindsay, what did you pick?
Should we say it together?
Sure.
Jujutsu Kaisen! Season 2! The Shibuya arc!
I'm not saying all that. I was just going to say Jujutsu Kaisen, but no. Go ahead and you say why you put it as number one first.
Well, even though Dustin called me a bandwagon fan.
Yeah. Accurate.
Yeah, well, I still really, really...
No, you're more like a late bloomer. We'll call you a late bloomer fan.
Okay, I like that better.
Oh, okay, then never mind. Bandwagon.
Stop me!
I'm not trying to be here to appease you. All right, you're a late bloomer. It's fine. I should be inclusive and want people to watch the shit, even though I'm still a little offended that it took a mixtape thing to get you to watch it, but fine, whatever. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess I didn't know, like, the fights were so amazing. And actually, because I've stayed
I'm going to find the clip where I go, the fights are amazing. And I'm just going to send it to you. Like, use this in my ringtone, please. Just so you never forget.
If you do that, I will set it as your ringtone.
I'll do it. I will do it. I will invest the time and energy.
Yeah, the story was really compelling. And the whole season, I mean, honestly, it takes place over a couple hours, and it was edge of your seat. Nobody is safe. Real risks. And the animation, because I've gone back and watched season one again. And mm-hmm. not that season one had bad animation, but looking now at season two, I'm like, oh, wow, they really stepped their game up season two.
Yeah. It's like watching a movie every episode. Like yes. Movie quality every episode.
Yeah.
And I mean, I couldn't not give it number one, even though I still kind of think it maybe should have been number two. But it's just, you know, I mean, those people didn't get to see their families. I got to give them something, you know, I mean. And that episode with the winter scene, I will go back to that. Like watching that, like when the soundscape changed, when the landscape changed, I was like, oh, my God. This is amazing because it's not necessary for the story, but it adds so much to the story. And I love shit like that where it's just like, you know, you have to, like, if that was just in the manga, it's not as powerful. I don't feel like it's just that visual change that happens and the world that creates and just that little moment that is just so amazing and powerful. And there's just not enough animations that do that. You know, I think to Our Dating Life, how that world felt so hollow, like, and the animation is not, you know, it's just not anywhere near that. Like, there was nothing unexpected about that one that is just like a safe animation, whereas this is like groundbreaking. It really is, you know. And if those people don't have to see their family, I'm sorry, that's just, it's a price you have to pay. Okay, I needed that shit. I'm glad it finished on time. And I hate that. I hate that I needed that, but I'm glad it finished. Yeah, it was an amazing season for sure. Mm-hmm. So now the worst of 2023, number one, according to Lindsay. Can we say it at the same time? Do we have the same one?
No, I don't think we do.
Okay, let's not say it at the same time, then that might be okay. Confusing.
Rent a Girlfriend season three.
Ugh, I mean, deserving. Yeah. Deserving, you know? I'm surprised Girlfriend isn't on here, too.
It was tough. It was close. But yeah, Rent a Girlfriend, just because that was the third season. Mizuhara started out as, like, I think one of the waifus back in whenever this started.
First season, whatever. Yeah. And see, that's what I'm saying, is like, expect the same decline for the other one. I'm just saying, you know.
But yeah, this, it was like, all his, he kind of chickened out, even though, like, I mean, he never really put it on the line. He never really told Mizuhara how he felt. Or gave her the chance. He still got that weird little high school girl thinking they're boyfriend and girlfriends. He never really gets to be that great of a character, and it's kind of a disappointing end for Mizuhara. And kind of just disappointing. And I don't know why they ever brought in that shy girl. She added nothing except like a laugh here and there to the story. The ex-girlfriend honestly didn't even show up in season three. I don't know why.
Probably for the best.
And they would just bring her back occasionally. They're like, oh no, it's drama. And it's like, no, but it's not really. None of this. It was just, oh, and they brought in that other new girl, the cosplay cam girl, and that, it just, yeah. Just a disappointing end to a disappointing anime. Mizuhara deserved better.
Maybe they'll get a movie or something and just really hammer home that story or something. I'm glad it's over. I swear to God, I see it get renewed for season 4. I'm going to lose my shit. I'll just put it number one on my list next time. You're just on there because you exist. My number 5, worst of 2023. The Dreaming Boy is a realist. Because it just irked me the whole time. Because he wasn't like... Him showing interest in her, like, all she had to do is reciprocate the attention he was giving her, and it would have changed their entire dynamic. And then he finally gives up, and then she's just like, why are you ignoring me? I don't want the attention. And I hated her for that, and he just was never that horrible of a character. Like, everything he did was actually really kind and sweet, and even if he was hanging around her all the time, it's like, it could have just been embraced as friendship instead of romance, and that would have been fine too. And she was just a shit fuck character. She deserved nothing. She deserved no love, no romance, nothing. I hated her. I hated him for liking her, and I hated the whole fucking show. So it's my worst one of the year, because I think it just how much disappointment there was in watching it. And I don't know why I kept watching it, but it just enraged me every time. So. I hate her. I hate her. If we had a worst waifu, she would be it. That's it. That's my worst waifu right there. Her. I don't even know her name. I don't care. Redhead Dickhead. That's her name. So. All right. Let's do some honorable mentions, okay? First is the best of honorable mentions.
Okay. Are we just saying all of them?
Yeah, just if you want to say a little about each, that's fine. Or you could just list them. I'm just going to list mine.
Okay. Well, since I think I talked about all of these. Wait, no, I did. Okay. God. Well, Spy Family season 2, it still got it. It was really enjoyable. The Vampire Dies in No Time season 2, still hilarious. Zom 100, Bucket List of the Dead, I really liked that show. It was really fun, and I really struggled to get it on my list. And then my love story with Yamada-kun at level 999. Because, you know, he's the whole package.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. My honorable mentions. My first is Hell's Paradise, which I was really close to putting this on there. Like, if we had a top 10, maybe next year we'll do that. I don't know. As another MAPPA joint. And then the one that I struggled with on number 5 was Farming Life in Another World, because, again, I just really like the story. Yes, he was just a harem collection, but the fact that he had just one romance and had a wife and had a kid and ignored all these other women around him, something about that I liked. And then Undead Unluck, and then most of the season 2s, like Demon Slayer season 2. I can't remember the rest, but just there's a lot of season 2s that were really good, so... All right, worst of honorable mentions, Lindsay.
I only had one.
What? How the fuck do you only have one?
Because I went to the threes, and apparently I only gave one 3.
Sounds about right.
And it was Girlfriend season 2. Mm. The last episode.
That's fair. I put Liar Liar on here because those 4 episodes I watched were horrible, and... If I had finished it, definitely would have made my worst 5. And then Sin Duality Nyor, because I couldn't finish that shit. I just couldn't. The 7 episodes that I watched were too much. I could never go back. And out of spite, I'm putting Ron Kimonohashi on here because I hated it after those first 4 episodes. And I was appalled that Lindsay put it on her best of list. So. I'm getting a little minor payback here. I'm putting it there. And then the last one, the only one that I finished that's on this list is My Life is Anunikapi's San's dog. Mm. I think I misspelled that, but whatever. The one where the guy was a dog and he was doing naughty things. And it was It was weird. It's a weird show. A lot of weird dog stuff. I didn't like that. So
I'm a little surprised.
Why is that?
I expected Maggie and Dolly to be on there.
Again, I already explained why I have a complicated relationship to the show, Lindsay. Okay? It's complicated. All right?
And you can't blame it all on me.
Yes, I can.
No.
You complicated it. So, yeah. And I still think the other five that I listed were way worse than Mickey and Dolly. They just weren't as hard to watch. So, that brings us to our best waifu and best husbando. I think we should just do the same thing here. We just do the five and five all the way through for both of them and going up to one.
Okay.
So, do you want me to kick us off? We'll switch it up for this part.
Sure.
All right. My number five waifu is Ai from Oshi no Koi, because I'd want her to be my mama. No, I'm joking. Nah, she's just, I loved her character. She was amazing. Like, I would have been like, yeah, I'll date you. You got kids? Whatever. I don't care. You're great. Oh, they murdered you? Oh, fuck. Well, you know, you're still great. I don't care. So, yeah, she's just, like, that voice actress did a lot of work, and that character was amazing. So, that's my number five waifu. Who's your number five waifu?
Okay. Well, I had a hard time with waifu, so I'm not really happy with my list. But
okay, I mean, number five. You got to pick them though, so
I know. That just wasn't.
Go ahead. It's okay.
A lot
it's
of good
okay.
waifus. Nezuko from Demon Slayer, especially when she demons up and she's got the horn and those little vine things all over and those thighs. Yeah, and you know she's very protective. I think you know she'd keep me safe.
I'm not looking for long-term relationships here, Lindsay. We got 2024 to go ahead. I don't know. All right, number five, Hispondo for me is Andy / Undead from Undead Unluck. He's got those cum gutter abs, and that's enough for me. And the dick, You know, enough said.
This category was the hardest for me.
It was not. Just it's all Jujutsu Kaisen, everyone. It's everyone from Jujutsu Kaisen, other than Panda.
Okay. Well, you're not gonna believe me with my first choice, but
is it Panda from Jujutsu Kaisen? Oh my god.
No, it's Nanami from Jujutsu Kaisen.
What do you mean I'm not going to believe you? I absolutely believe you.
Well, I thought really, 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 really hard about it. And just the whole tie around the fist and the hair pulling, I was like, yeah. He's a green flag with a dark side. I can get behind this.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the
green and plus, flag thing. It's Mr. Paka's voice, so, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, why would I not? I don't understand why I wasn't supposed to believe you on that one.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you they're not all Jujutsu Kaisen.
But so, like, there's two that aren't, is what I'm going to think. There's two, maybe one. All right. Number four waifus. My number four is Kubo from Kubo Won't Let Me Be Invisible, because she's adorable. I liked her teasing of the guy, and just, I don't know, I just really like this character. I ended up liking the animation a lot more than the manga, and even though it had a weird delay, and the, you know, like they split the season basically, second half of the season was really good. So you're number four.
I'm not happy with this one, but I chose B from Psalm 100.
The one without any personality?
Yeah. Well, she's very cheerful. I liked her outlook. She's also, you know, a Japanophile. So, you know, we'd have stuff to talk about. And she's also very capable, you know, with the sword. So she'd really be good to hang around in a zombie outbreak. And she's really pretty. But I don't really know her very well. So that's why I'm not really happy with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine, I guess.
To me, Dustin.
I mean, it's your list. Why are you not happy with it?
I didn't have a lot of choices.
What are you talking about? There's a lot of choices.
No.
All right, number four, Husbandos. Mine is Gabamuro from Hell's Paradise. He's the guy with the white hair. He, like, never dies, basically. He was doing everything for his dong-faced wife.
That's right.
Who may or may not be real. So he was just a total fucking badass from beginning to end. So, yeah, he's my number four.
I picked Andy from Undead Unluck.
Okay, so he's the one guy, not to make sense.
because, yes, you know, he does have a very nice physique.
The dick, it's the dick. Everyone, she said that she loves his dick. Remember that earlier in the episode?
He's a little aggressive, but he's also a charmer, you know? He knows how to treat a lady. So, yeah, that's...
He has way more red flags than green flags, Lindsay.
No.
Yeah, he does. Mine are all red flags, by the way. Except for maybe one. I just fully embraced it. I was just like, yep, this guy's going to treat me like shit. Picking him, putting him on my list.
No, I don't think Andy would.
Yep.
He seems like a caring guy.
No.
Yep. He's going to charm Fuko into falling in love with him.
Nope.
Yep.
All right. What does that put us on? Number three. I went with Nano from 100 Girlfriends. As I stated on the previous episode, she was my favorite. I don't know. I liked her.
She wears tights.
So. She does wear tights, though. I think we see her out of her school uniform more than in her school uniform. But that's fine. I don't know. I just liked her personality and her story.
Her method of stopping a paper cut.
Yeah, that was good, too. Yeah. Well, it was to stop the infection. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. I mean, I just would have been like, I have a different paper cut in another place. Are you sure? How did you get a paper cut? Don't ask questions. Just find it. Just make it better. That's my number three. Who's your, I guess, disappointing pick for number three on yours?
No, it's Yor from Spy Family.
Why are you disappointed then? I don't understand your disappointment.
I know, I just don't. List. I find her adorable. She's also very deadly. And she's very kind. Even though she's a murderous assassin, she's very kind.
Yeah. That's it.
Might have more on her later, so.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That sounds ominous, everyone. Interesting. All right. What are we, number three, Husbando?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is Lawrence from St. Cecilia and Pastor Lawrence. Okay, he's a green flag all the way, but... Should not be on the Husbando list, but I want him to take care of me and make me cookies and get me out of bed.
I hope you never want to bang, because...
Nah, it's fine. They will. But, I mean, he's a pastor. He can bang.
I don't know if...
grandfather, thank you very much, meaning that, like, at least two people in his family had procreated.
I don't think he knows how.
That's fine. We'll get there. All right. So he's my number three.
Ray from Buddy Daddies is my number three.
Gross. Ew, gross guy with the gross hair.
No, it was hot when he had it tied back in the ponytail. And
red
then
flags.
Was...
He's an assassin.
He's also an assassin, yes. And he sleeps in a bathtub, yes. But you know what?
Okay, bathtub is a bigger red flag.
He loves playing games.
And cats, yeah.
And cats. And he also knows how to dress up for work. He was in a suit and tie. He's also... also very capable, and I think could protect me. So, and I think he's rich.
With a gun.
That's okay. Yeah, he makes a lot of money killing people.
I thought they retired.
Well, he owns a restaurant. Then he's an entrepreneur.
What happened to the green flag thing? I feel like the green flag thing isn't really panning out here, Lindsay.
I think we need to discuss this,
that the green flag thing was short-lived after the best and worst. When it came to Husbando, you were like, where's my pile of red? Yeah. You. I can only take five? You fuck. All right.
I know. It was really hard, yeah.
All right, well... Number two waifu. I picked Delta from The Eminence in the Shadow. This is the one I spoke about. She's the beast girl. Tail and the hair and the wanting to procreate. I don't know. There's a lot of fan art. I looked at her this year and she had, you know, a bigger role in the show. Not big enough if you ask me, but yep. She could tear apart my lungs any day, you know. Just procreate with my corpse. I don't care. You know, whatever. So, yep.
She the dark-haired one or the blonde-haired one?
She's the dark-haired animal girl.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It looks like there's a blonde-haired animal girl, too. Okay.
Not her.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
My number two is... Karane from 100 Girlfriends. I like the sundry.
All right. Yeah, that's fair. That's good.
I thought, because I liked that she didn't have the same physique that everyone else has. And I thought she looked really cute in all her clothes, despite not having a lot going on up top. And I liked her hair. I thought her hair was really cute. And I did kind of like her personality, too.
I mean, she was like definition of sundry. So.
Yeah. And she was also pretty tough, too. No one else could scale a wall with, what's his name? Rintaro?
Yeah.
Rintaro. Yeah, no one else could have done that.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I think they had ropes.
Oh, and then when they were catching that bouquet thing. She was, like, beating up all those other people. So, yeah.
All right. Okay. Number two. Sounds like you're not disappointed with that choice, so.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, number two, Husbando. Mine is Rintaro from 100 Girlfriends. That man can make mud fall in love with him, so. Like, I just know that when it's my turn on the schedule, I'm going to be taken care of, okay? He's going to make up for all the days that he wasn't present. I just know it. So.
Yeah, but all the other places he's been.
Doesn't matter. We're in a safe environment. We don't have outside contact. It's all safe, okay? It's all safe. We're not bringing in anything. We're all getting tested. We're good, okay?
I couldn't do
chasing it. Away all the other hussies. No, we're at stop at 100. Get out of here, 101. Fuck off. You don't have the financial support for you. What's your number two, Husbando Lindsay?
You're gonna hate it.
Probably.
Ron Kamonohashi.
Ew, gross, man. He's got a dumb little face. If I had a worst of Husbando, he would be on it. And the only one.
He just
I hated
like
his
him.
Face. His face is weird, man. He looks fine with the bangs, but when the bangs go up, I'm like, who put a 7-year-old on the screen? What's happening?
Didn't
draw it well.
No. He's got great style. He's super smart.
He's only
I love
red
his
flag.
Voice. I love his eyes. He's I love his hair. Flag. I love his cat.
Only red flags.
He enjoys eating black sugar syrup. Nothing but.
That's disgusting. He is a walking red flag.
Oh, no, he's wonderful. He owns his own building. He's
a landlord. Doesn't. He's the manager.
Yeah, he manages the whole building. The whole building's named Kimono Hashi.
That's clearly someone gave it to him.
Yeah, so, you know, he doesn't have to worry about income.
Pretty sure he does. I'm pretty sure they address that in, like, episode 2. He's like, how do you feed yourself? He's like, mostly handouts. Go back, rewatch it, I guarantee.
I will.
Okay. All right. Number one best waifu, Tomo-chan from Tomo-chan is a Girl, for all the previous reasons. I would be punched in the face by her.
Could there be a punch of love?
I would do judo with her all day, every day. In the dojo, outside the dojo, in the bedroom, in the bathroom, on the kitchen table, on the couch, on the lawn.
In the Yakuza room?
In the Yakuza room. Anywhere I could judo this chick, I would. So what's your number one waifu?
You're going to hate it, too. Anna from Dangers in My Heart.
The airhead giant?
Yes! Oh, she's adorable. She's sweet. She's hilarious. She loves to eat. She's a gentle giant. She sees past, you know, appearances. You know, she's getting to know Keitaro for him and not just the air he's putting out there.
Remember when she went and got a little cup of water and spilled all the way on the way back?
It's sweet.
And he was like, why didn't you just take the thing that you need the water to be in? Yeah, I'll never forget that. That was an instant pass for me. Like, I was just like, no, that's too dumb.
Oh, no. She's just excited to eat. I get it.
I was too excited, Lindsay. All right, number one best husbando. Mine is Aqua from Oshinokoi. He is a walking red flag. He's never going to treat me right, but I don't care. I'll fall in love with him anyway.
He's never going to treat you right?
Oh, absolutely not. He treats all women horribly.
So, oh.
He only cares about his mother's death, damn it, and I will be there to support him.
Well, his sister too, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. She's not on my list, Lindsay. Okay, she didn't make the list. Okay. All right. She's a supporting character at best. Who is your number one husbando? I wonder what show it's from.
I know. I don't think you're gonna guess.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, okay. Well, color me shocked.
I know. Green flag. Shirosaki from My New Boss is Goofy.
Husband the closeted gay guy?
The year. Yes. No, his bangs
That's
were
a red
so...
flag.
No. He's got a really great job. He's got a cat. He knows how to dress up. You know, he cares about appearances. But then also when his hair's like all tousled, his bangs are really cute. He loves coffee. We could sit and look at birds and drink coffee. He's very caring about his coworkers.
Because they're men.
And I don't think he'd ever cheat on me. He knows what that's like, so that's nice.
You said your whole list was going to be JK fucking characters, and then you put this fucking goofy boss as your number one.
And he's goofy.
Balls to come on this show and put the goofy boss as your number one.
You told me JJK couldn't sweep the husbandos, and then I had to
I'm
really
a liar,
think about.
Lindsay. I don't know if you've realized that yet. But when I say stuff like that, you just do whatever the fuck you want. Don't listen to me. I have no authority over you. Just do whatever.
Really? Because I was like, well, Megumi's my guy. I got to pick Megumi. And then I'm like, you know, he's a suicidal 15-year-old. Nanami.
It's weird that you know his age. Probably
got more going for him. Huh?
It's weird that you know his age.
I know all their
ages. Now we know your taste in anime men is 15-year-old suicidal boys.
So. With great hair.
With terrible hair. With fucking sea urchin hair.
But he made husbando of my heart, but not of the year.
Jesus. Because he had a poor showing this season. Should have really based off of season one then.
Yeah.
I still think his hair is shit, but whatever. Top five songs, Lindsay. We were going to do bottom songs, but neither one of us paid attention to anything we didn't like. So we dropped that, everyone.
That was too hard.
So if you go to our worst of, I'm pretty sure those songs all suck. just go look those up on your own. So number five, Lindsay. You get to go first this time.
Vondi from Spy Family, which was the end song for the last season.
Oh, okay. All right. My number five is Love You Tender, Our Dating Story. Even though I didn't like the show, I absolutely love that beginning song. Yeah, where she's like, love me, love me, love. I was just like, yeah, love. And then when the music kicks in, I was just like, I turned it off every time. But I watched just that first part. And because I had to watch like seven of them in a row, that was my favorite part of every episode. So
you watched that whole thing, right?
The whole song?
No, the whole series.
Yeah, the whole series.
Okay, so you saw the TikTok dance they were trying to do to it?
No. Oh. I didn't pay attention to that. I literally just liked that beginning part of the song.
Okay. Well, that was what they played in the TikTok dance.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a great part. Hey,
this is the opening song.
If the rest of the song had just kept that same music, like, parameters of just, like, light musical, heavy on the vocals, it would have been a fantastic song. But, you know, then they overkill it with overproduction like they always do. So, but just that opening part, I was just like, I'll give that five just because, like, it literally got me through that show. So, number four.
Okay, it's going to sound like I'm saying this wrong, but I'm not.
I'm not the guy to correct you on that.
Lies Goes On from Liar Liar. That's the opening.
Okay, so maybe don't look at Lindsay's worst of list for her bottom five songs.
I liked the song. I never cared for the show, but I always liked the song.
Just issuing a correction now, okay? Hum a few bars, please. I don't know this one.
Oh, well, I can't.
I'm just joking. I knew you would.
Thank God.
Thank you. My insert number four. Music
here.
Huh?
Insert music here.
Not doing that. I'm getting flagged for copy right now. Yeah. My number four is Work, which was the opening song to Hell's Paradise. And just Mappa knows how to pick a song. I'll say that, you know? So, number three.
He Pen from Rurouni Kenshin.
Ooh.
Which was the first opening. I didn't care for the second opening, but I liked the first opening. It's cool, fun, got me jazzed.
My number three is Idol, which was one of the songs from Oshi no Koi, which also was a huge hit in Japan on as a standalone single. Because it's by Yosabi or something. Yosabi or something. I don't know. She's an idol singer. So. Number two. This goes a lot faster. We don't have something to bounce between it. Oh, well.
Zero Ichi from Undead Unluck. The opening song.
Never really got into it, but okay.
Oh, I loved it. I like the beginning too. It's really pretty. Yeah. Nope. Like it.
Mine is Yuri Curry Love from Tomo-chan as a Girl for number two. That is. And this actually made my like top 10 of like my you know, like music streaming wrap ups of the year, you know, because I listen to it a lot. It's a really good song. I liked it a lot. And the number one is, do we have the same number one, Lindsay?
We do.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Specials. Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, I don't think anyone will argue with that. Although, having listened to the full song, I don't really like the full song. I like the opening cut of it, not the, like, their standalone version cut of it. So
I love this song. And yeah, I love the video.
I bet you do.
And I watch it several times a day. And it's my alarm clock. It's going to be Dustin's ringtone.
No, it's not. My ringtone's going to be me saying, the animation or the fighting is amazing.
That's going to be your text notification. If you actually call me, it'll be specials.
Never going to hear it. You're going to get a text saying, call me. So you can hear the text tone. Yeah, it's a good song. I hate to admit it, but every time I heard it, I was just like, I like that opening because they're literally, it's like a funeral march. And yes. You don't get that until you're at the end. And you're just like, most of these people are dead.
Oh my gosh, I saw something where it said the opening song, but with all the dead characters taken out. It was so short.
It's like two people.
But the opening animation, I think, goes perfect with the song and is amazing. And as I watched the season, I was like, oh, that's from the opening. That's from the opening. Also, did you notice that they replaced Ieri with Yuta in the last episode?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I'll have to never watch that. There's only one episode I'm going to rewatch, and it's the one I keep talking about. So that's it. So, yeah. Hopefully this made sense to Lindsay, because otherwise it's going to be a really awkward one. These are the top 5 I need new underwear scenes. Not the characters, but me personally. I need new underwear. Okay? I will be going first on this one. Okay. Number 5, when Miggy almost kissed Dally. Because I shit my pants, it was so disgusting. Okay? That's my one joke one, okay, everyone? The rest are serious. But I had to get Miggy and Dally on this fucking list somehow, okay? So, yeah, that was disgusting. Lindsay, what's your number 5?
Mine is Yor versus the Assassins from the cruise ship arc.
What?
I know.
I don't think Lindsay understood this. This thing. It was supposed to be sexual in nature, and she has a fight scene.
It was hot. Were they naked? Fireworks. No, but she was
fireworks aren't hot. I'm not really. I mean, they are.
Fireworks in the background, and she was bleeding. It was really, yeah. It made my heart go doki doki.
But like love doki doki or like intense doki doki?
It could be both.
I don't think so. This is going to be a long category, everyone. Okay. My number 4 is episode 2 of Yukakashi Triangle. This is the weird little ninja boy one. I didn't finish this season, but I'm planning on it because it got delayed due to COVID and I just never went back. But, I mean, there's a bat scene in here. He doesn't know how to dress as a girl, so there's a lot of inappropriate touching going on, and he's wearing, like, the loincloth underwear. It's great. It's great. But he's a girl, so it's fine. It's not weird at all. And I had to change my underwear. What was your number 4, Lindsay?
Okay, I'm confused
and concerned.
You're gonna hate me more than you already do.
There's always a chance. There's plenty of room for hate in my heart. Okay.
Oh, it's the bang sweep from Ron Kimonohashi.
Ew! God damn, man.
Every episode.
When his stupid baby face was revealed? What is happening on this episode? why is Kimono Hashi just ruining everything? Now I know how all those people feel dealing with him. The bang sweep, really?
Yes, I always got excited whenever he did it. And then you'd see his eyes and just...
And then just vomit on sight. Whoa, why is there a child's face underneath that adult head?
There's not.
I'm gonna measure the proportions, and I guarantee when he sweeps the bangs, his face shrinks like a fucking 30 millimeters.
No. You're wrong.
Okay. Number three for me is the bath scene in Tenpuro. This is later in the season where they all go to a fancy hotel, and he ends up in the same bath as all of them. It's a very long scene. Very long. No complaints there. Plenty of stuff happens. It was all fantastic. So, you know, the usual groping, towels disappearing. Just, it's grand. It's great. It was hard to pick just one scene from that show. I was just like, well, there's that one and that one. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to go with the bat scene. It's good. What's your number three, Lindsay?
You sound pained.
I am really nervous right now.
Well, this one comes from 100 Girlfriends.
Okay.
And shockingly, it is the Kiss Zombie episode with Shizuka. When she's on top of him in the nurse's office.
And that was, I debated on several scenes from that episode.
But that was, I think, the first time I've seen her real intense like that. And I was just kind of going, oh my God, is he just going to stay here? He's going to stay here. I don't blame him.
Thought about it. He had too many other people's needs to take care of. He couldn't give her all the attention.
And see, I understand that's the problem with being.
And I understand that, okay? That's why we have a schedule. All right. Well, number two, mine is the three-way kiss from 100 Girlfriends. Because that was like the peak intensity at the start of the season.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is where we're going. I like this. This is... I like this. So, the buildup just like, come on, do it already. Y'all know what we're here for. And then happened, and I was just like, that was rewarding. Okay.
Yeah. No, that was a really rewarding end to that hilarious episode.
So, what is your number two? I need new underwear.
You're going to think I need therapy.
It's strange that you don't think I already think that based on your husbando list. You had one green flag and just a sea of red behind it. Like that was supposed to distract me. He's just like, well, I'm a goofy homosexual boss. And I was just like, if anything, that's a beige flag, I think. I don't know. All right. What's your I need therapy number two?
Well, it's when Sukuna destroys Shibuya fighting Mahoraga.
What the fuck, Lindsay?
That was so hot.
When he when he committed fucking genocide?
Yeah. God, and that smile.
Hold on, people. I have to take my glasses off and rub my temples.
And he's like backlit by all the fire in the back.
Yeah. This is supposed to be sexual in nature.
Wasn't
I had it? One gag one with Miggy and Dally, and even then they almost kissed.
That was a big
joke. He is a murderer. He was murdering people. Yeah, he's chasing a little mini volcano guy around trying to murder him, and you're just like, I need to change my drawers.
Yep. Oh. Yeah. And his voice when he's like, gambare.
We're just going to, oh my God. Mm. We're going to move to number one. Someone calls hotline on her. Number one. Rubbing one out on the desk corner from My Life as Inaki-san's Dog. Now that was an intense scene. long and tense.
I'm surprised this made number one, because I thought you were kind of disgusted.
It didn't involve the dog, that's why, okay? She was thinking about a human when she did that, right? The dog was just like, oh my, and I was like, oh my, yeah, let's stay here for a moment. And then they spent the whole rest of the episode there, so... I was just like, I was impressed. I was amazed. I was needing new shorts. So, and no one got hurt. What's your number one, Lindsay? And just a reminder, everyone, the category is I need new underwear scenes. Okay.
I think I'm on
in point. A sexual nature. In a sexual nature. As in moisture condensation is happening in your nethers due to sexual arousement, okay? Just apparently I did a poor job of that
before. No, I understood the aspect.
Okay, well, that's don't say that. That's not helping your case. What is your number one?
The palm makeout session from Girl in a Gardock.
Oh, my God. I mean, that at least fits the bill. So
yeah.
Which, he kissed her hand. That's her, like,
well, he climbed on top of her and tried to kiss her, and she tried to stop
him. All the scenes you talked about. That's the one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Better than your number two. That's for. All right, everyone. The last category we have. The top five weirdest animated scenes or ugly art. I kind of just gave Lindsay an out in case she didn't know any ugly scenes like I had memorized.
So. Well, I hope I did okay, because I feel kind of weird on this one, too.
Oh, boy. That's why I gave you an out of just like, if it looked ugly, it was ugly. And then we'd all just be like, that's fine. That's fair. So. This is a new category, by the way, everyone, so. We'll see how it goes. Number five. Go ahead, Lindsay.
The double sex dream from My Tiny Senpai. I don't think I spoke about
on this podcast, so that's...
Oh, we didn't talk about it.
Yeah, no. So, all right, go ahead.
So Tiny Senpai has a dream where she's a cat, and only she looks like herself.
You nailed it. You nailed it so far.
Cat ears. And whoever her kohai is, he stops by and she's in a box and it says, you know, free kitten, take me home. And she goes like, meow, meow, and jumps up and starts licking his face and purring and rubbing all over him.
Gross.
Meanwhile, her kohai is also having a dream. Where he's walking by a box and he sees his senpai dressed up as a cat sitting in the box. And he starts petting her. And she starts enjoying it. And they both wake up and go, wow, that was a weird dream.
It's pretty gross. I think that would have been better on the other one.
It was too weird. It was weird, not hot.
That has been like poor animation.
Oh.
I was going for it. But you went with a weird scene. That's fine.
You're going to hate all my stuff.
It's fine. I intentionally never give her any information just to see what happens sometimes, everyone. So. It didn't disappoint. I was just like, oh, actually, I see where she went with it. That's fine.
Well, then what's a proper weird scene?
Mine was the laughing and the snake crawl from Miggy and Dally. Laughing was horribly animated, and the snake crawl was disgusting to look at. So, yep. Number four. Lindsay, what do you got?
How do condoms work from the vending machine show? Because the solution.
How come this one is sexual in nature for all of yours, and yet the other one was not?
They were. They all were.
Mm-hmm. No. Anyway, go ahead. Talk to us about this one.
Yeah.
No, I'm interested.
The answer to the hygiene problem was condoms, but this world has no idea how they work. And so watching this chick pull out a condom and stretch it and
miss her fingers in it. The answer is still take a bath, you fucking filthy bastards.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
I mean, still have safe sex, too, but it's not going to make you smell better.
And she's like, oh, diagrams. These are so useful. That was weird.
Okay. My number four was Baki's dad pressing his face through the unbreakable glass and breaking it with his face. It is still... To be quite honest, it should be my number one now that I think about it. It is the weirdest thing I've fucking ever seen animated in my life. Yeah. So it's a number four for now, but really in my heart, it's a number one forever. So. What's your number three?
Zombie Shark from Psalm 100.
All right. That kind of, yeah, that works. That works.
It was, yeah, it was weird. It was amazing, but it was weird with the shark with scuba diver feet sticking out from its stomach.
Yeah.
And just all the different colored blood. It was just, it was great. It was fantastic, but it was really, really weird. I never expected a zombie shark who walked.
Yeah. Well, my number three is the repeating animation in The Girl I Like Forgot Her Glasses. I think you watched the first episode, Lindsay, where that, like, weird shot of the school and then that kid walking through the hallway or running through the hallway. Yeah, they use that every episode. I mean, I didn't finish the series, but I got to within four of finishing it. And every episode, they find a way to use that same goddamn animation over and over and over, sometimes twice an episode, and it pissed me off. So, it's number three.
Well, number two is Walking to School, and a girl I like forgot her glasses.
Wow. It's basically the same scenes.
Yeah. Yeah, it just looked weird. It just looked unnatural.
Yeah. Like weird fisheye lens perspective thing for no reason.
A little surreal. When I don't know if that's what they were going for. Maybe they were. I don't know.
Maybe they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
My number two is the underwater reindeer thing from Hellig. It was disturbing to look at. It had a lot of attitude on its face. I didn't like it. It was just weird. I just didn't like it. It made a weird sound. I don't like it. Gave me the heebie-jeebies. What's your number one weirdest animated scene or ugly art / weird sexual thing, apparently?
I don't say that now.
I have to add it on to make the list make sense. It's a weird sexual thing, isn't it? Oh,
no, it's not. I swear. Now it's good.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
The Yakuza on the toilet in My Home Hero.
What? Ew.
I know. It was weird. The wife gave him diarrhea, and he had to use their bathroom, and they show him on the toilet. Having a hard time. Took a little bit of the charm off of him.
Oh, yeah, the guy you're in love with, and then he's on shit, and you're just like, I'm out of love now.
Like,
romance is dead. His red flags were lowered, and a brown flag was raised.
But it was a little weird.
Well,
then the dad went and poops in the lawn.
Bro, that's all right. We were...
Poor dad.
That's disturbing. My number one was all the baby hands in our love story, because there's just so many of these goddamn baby hands, and it just pissed me off, and so I gave it number one out of spite for the show, mostly. I
just saw one baby hands with the ramen bowl, and that was a big bowl.
I'm sorry, I didn't take pictures of all of them, and it wasn't a big bowl, okay? Because when the other guy's hands go on it, normal size. But when they're like, I gotta lift it to my mouth, all of a sudden they're like, little baby hands. Look, just... It's a common animation thing. Anytime there's a ramen bowl, their little hands shrink. They're just like, oh, I'm a little Barbie hands now. But that show is just like, it just kept happening. I was just like, oh, I need this book, a little baby hand. I was like, what the fuck going on, man? What's happening with these baby hands everywhere? God, who's in charge of drawing the hands? Force them to get some perspective. Yeah, there's multiple times, and there's multiple things. It wasn't just the baby hands. There's other things that just became baby-sized. It's a bad show, okay? Like that car that the baby was actually driving that was like the size of the baby. And he's just like, I'm clunking people in the head over here. I'm fucking John Cena. And I was just like, no, you're not, baby. Knock it off. Chill out, man. Is that it? That's the end of the list?
That's the end of the list. All
right. We made it, Lindsay. You survived.
No, but it has our friendship.
Wow! I mean, I hope so. I'm not the one who betrayed, okay? I didn't betray.
I was asking.
Well, it did on my end. Not how I wanted to start 2024, everyone. I was looking forward to this episode.
I'm sorry.
Get them next time, I guess. I never share my listicle with you ever again.
Sounds ever. Terrible.
Ever again. I can't help that they're called listicles, okay? I didn't create the word, but I'll use it awkwardly, okay? You have successfully completed listening to the first episode of Let's Anime 2024. We thank you for listening. Follow us on the social medias that were listed out beforehand on a previous episode. But in case you didn't listen to a previous episode, because this is your first episode, and you were like, wow, these guys are maniacs, and I'm going to listen to more. You can follow us on X. You can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on TikTok. You can follow us on Blue Sky. You can follow us on Tumblr. You can follow us on Threads. I think I got all of them. And or don't. I don't really care if you follow us on the social media, as long as you keep listening to the episode. You know, share it with a friend that might look at you differently after you do. So, you know, just be like, you listen to this all the time, like all of the episodes. You say, oh, okay, all right. Well, you know, I mean, it might test your friendship. Who knows? Like this episode did for Lindsay, apparently. So she's gonna stop being my friend after she betrayed me. That's fucked up, but whatever. Lindsay, take us away.
Gambare, gambare. You are my special. 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 You are my special
You are my special.